Hi, all beautiful and wonderful listeners, and welcome to episode 57 of the Low Carb Universe show.
That's incredible.
That is so awesome. And it's so fun to make those episodes.
Every freaking week, yeah.
Yes. So today's episode, we have a lot of new followers.
Yay!
Hello, everybody. And it's so nice. And it's from Middle East, and it's from Sydney, Australia, and from Canada, and from Ireland, and Iceland, and Israel, and
we're
everywhere.
We're truly becoming international.
Yes, we are. And you are so welcome. But we thought that today's episode should be a sort of a recap of how we got here ourselves, who we are, and how we got the idea to start arranging those events.
Yeah, I wouldn't say recap, I would say update, because things have happened.
Yes, things has happened, and I'm sure we've done this like the first, very first episode, but that's since, just as I said, there are so many new listeners.
I still haven't dared to listen to our very first episode.
No, neither have I. Okay. So, start you, Hannah. Who are you?
That's a very good question. And if I knew myself, that'd be fantastic. But officially, I am a type 1 diabetic and have been so since the age of 2. And after struggling for way too many years, I finally found low carb through very many trials and tribulations so that my health could start getting better. Professionally, I have done a lot. I've done a lot of things. I've been everything from a system admin at a big company to customer service to web editor to a public speaker, which I am now, to health coach, which I have a bit on the side but not very active right now, to seriously, really everything. But for me, it was really like everything fell into place in a way when I started eating low carb in 2011. So that is now 8 years ago, which I'm very, very happy about, and I will never look back. And of course, as soon as I started cutting down carbs, I also noticed that my health improved and my blood sugars improved, and I could take less insulin, and all of my health markers just became fantastically well. And this was after an episode of my life that I prefer not to think about, but also titled, I'm not sure if I'm going to see my 30th birthday. So yeah, that was sort of, let's end my part on a positive note, though. I have never felt better. Yay!
Yeah. And if I should try to summarize as quickly as as you did your life, I am bitter. I just made 10 years on low carb, high fat in January, and I feel awesome. And I've never felt better. And I am soon to be 53, the age where you should have started to felt like your joints and starting to get a bit overweight, you know. And I'm all not those things. It's the vice versa. And just as Hannah, I've been working with so many things in my life. And I started out with my first real job, it was in a grocery shop and picking things, products in the shelves and working as a cashier and so. And then I've also been working with marketing for quite a few years. And then I thought that, I need to do something new. So I became a journalist. I educated myself as a journalist and worked as such for quite a few years as well. And then I realized that low carb was the thing and my biggest passion ever. So I trained to be a dietary advisor. And I've had a web shop and I had a physical shop as well, but that didn't work out well. But I had to find something else. So in panic, I went to Caribbeans now in 2015 and met Hannah. And that's the way it goes.
Yeah, so since. how did we come up with that it was events that we wanted, both of us wanted to take the next step in our careers with?
Yeah.
Why events?
Because we met the first time in 2015 in the Caribbeans.
Yeah.
And and we kept in contact afterwards, and then we went the year after in 2016. And suddenly one night we sat in the bar and we looked at each other and ta-da, what are we doing here? Why aren't these people coming to Europe instead, the speakers? Because there was nothing like this.
There was nothing like international big, where the really big profiles are coming. They're, of course, coming up more and more now, which I think is fantastic to see.
Yes.
But back then, there was nothing.
No. So we asked a few of them, like Dr. Westman and Dr. Jeffrey Gerber, and we said, okay, guys, if we do something like this in Europe or Sweden, I think we thought of the first.
Yeah, that was
But they say, could you come and have some lectures then? Yes, of course. And I think they just, let's see.
Yeah, we didn't take them seriously then.
I don't think they did, but we went home and we started working. And after 6 months, I think we sent them an official speaker invitation.
Yeah.
And I think they just like, what? But yeah, they said yes.
I think a few just dropped.
So yeah, so that is how we got started, but we have some special thoughts about the events, how we organize them. Hannah, you can describe that to the listeners.
Yeah, and of course, I mean, what the Low Carb Universe is of course a, well, as we already said, an international event that takes place in Europe, and we invite the most most fantastic world-renowned experts within their fields. But we also mix it up with a few of the new stars that are up and coming in different aspects of the low-carb world. We also, of course, only serve 100% low-carb food. We even control the minibar in your room and make sure that everyone, no matter what type of low-carb sort of way of eating they are on, they will always find something to eat. We also, of course, involve our guests very interactively in that we have workshops. So the mornings are lectures, so we enjoy a great lunch together. And then in the afternoons, we have workshops, so you can really choose what kind of questions and topics you want to discuss and get a little deeper into. And our wonderful speakers, you know, usually have their talk in the morning and then an afternoon session with a workshop. And we also put in movement workshops. So at past events, we've had dancing on the beach. We've had some primal play with Daryl Edwards. We've had yoga. We've had all of these wonderful things that, because moving your body is, of course, so, so important, as is joy and being able to laugh at yourself and bling. So we make sure to incorporate all of these things in our events. Two, the whole point is that we primarily sell tickets for the whole event. So for the accommodation, for all the event things that happen throughout the event, both surprises and maybe just the lectures and workshops. And two meals a day as well is included in the ticket price. So if you go on one of our event webpages and you see a particular price, that is a tutti quanti prize. It's it involves everything apart from flights and transfers.
And
so
breakfast.
Yeah, that's how.
And breakfast.
And breakfast, but that's because we have found that a lot of low carbers don't really have breakfast all the time. So it's a way for us to offer this at a slightly more decent price, and also, it's a good idea.
Yeah, and we can also add that when we decided how to do these events, we just looked at ourselves what we wanted to which kind of what kind of events we wanted to attend, and the thing is that when everyone is staying together at the same hotel, both guests and lecturers, and speakers, and we eat, we have all the meals together, and we have all the possibilities to discuss and interact outside the schedule as well. Because one other thing, this is like a bonus to both speakers and guests, actually, to be able to interact like this. We also want to build the European low carb community.
Yeah.
And you should see, it's so, we are so enjoying the fact that we can see people keeping in touch, both speakers and guests keeping in touch after attending an event. And it's like, I get goosebumps, you know.
Yeah, me too. It's so amazing to see, perhaps a guest has written a guest post in one of the speakers' blogs, or you just see people wishing each other happy birthday on Facebook or something, and it's really, really heartwarming to see that these and we know where these connections came from, because we knew they didn't know each other before, and we know that they met at ours.
LCU,
yes.
The Tinder.
No.
That was a bit exaggerated, actually, pretty much.
Yeah, so basically what we did was we took all of the aspects that we wanted to experience in an event ourselves, and then did the complete opposite to what we had ever seen before. So we blue ocean strategied that whole thing, and we were very happy about that. And I think we have quite a unique concept, and a very well-loved concept, I have to say, because we have so many repeat guests and we have so many repeat speakers that just beg us to come back.
Yes.
Which is great.
And people contact us, please, can I come and speak at your event? And so we found some stars.
Yeah,
new really stars in amongst them. So very, and when it comes to choosing the site for where we are, we choose really good hotels during low season.
We have very strict criteria.
Yes, exactly, because we want, because we have customers and guests and speakers coming from all over the world, and to take such a long trip, we want them to feel that they get so much as much as possible out of their visit with us, and that is why. And we would never be able to have an event during high season in like Hotel Esplendido in Mallorca, because that no one would come because that
no
would
one
be,
could pay it.
No one could pay it. It would be twice the sum.
Yeah,
at least,
and that's also another point with where we have it. We know that it is a high class hotel, but that is how we can ensure to provide the level of both service and quality that we want to portray in our events, and also
the food. We need to be assured that they are really skilled at those places that we put our events. So. That is one reason.
We go in and educate the whole staff about low carb, how it works, and how it sort of, what the ground rules are. And it was really, really funny, because I know we've talked about this before, but still that experience before last Low Carb Universe in Mallorca in November, where the waitress comes over and asks if we can have aioli, because it includes garlic that grows underground. That really is a testament to that they have taken the time to understand, all of them, from the chefs to waitresses, you know, the whole line knows exactly what's going on. So it was very heartwarming too.
It's like you get what you pay for.
Absolutely.
Yes, it's very important to us.
Yeah,
and also when it comes to the environment, it is also very, very important. As if you take like Hotel Esplendido, situated just by the Sawyer Bay in Puerto de Sawyer, and you know that it takes 15 seconds to get down to the beach.
Yeah.
If you crawl maybe, but and all the, and you have the mountains, Tramuntana, and you can see it's so green, and you can relax just watching it out over the sea. And when we chose the site for our next event,
yes,
Diabetes, that is, but we can talk about the site first. This is situated by Lake Mälaren outside Stockholm, Sweden, and very close to the airport. And it's so Swedish.
I haven't been there yet. I can't wait.
No, you haven't been there yet, but I've been there. And it's like, you see, it's those fields of green thing. And there are woods, the forest around, and you have the view. It's just by the lake side, and out on the countryside, despite being like 40 minutes from Stockholm city.
And
the place is, it's an old mansion from start, and it's been a conference hotel now for quite a many years, and they have done this. It's called Happy Tamsvik nowadays. And when you get there, Hannah, you will understand. You've seen the pictures.
I've already seen the pictures, and you will see now that we've made new graphics to share in the social media. We will show you how happy it is.
Yes. And they are so, it's like you should have, this is their thing, really. Because there are a lot of, it's so colorful, and you can be like surprised by things you can see when, for example, the old Beetle car, that is painted in happy colors, and where the engine used to be. No, the engine is in the back in the Beetle. It's in the front. They planted herbs.
Super cool. And we felt like that was actually the perfect place to discuss something as devastating and as serious as diabetes is. And we felt that we needed a bit of contrast. So we find that this is the perfect place to host such a big and groundbreaking event, because it is the world's first event that we know of. Maybe it's been organized somewhere else, but not that to our knowledge.
Not that we know of.
Combining low carb and diabetes specifically, and all types of diabetes. It's not just for type 2, it's not just for type 1, but we have type 1, type 2, type 1.5, type 3, even with Alzheimer's, you know, the whole range. And we're trying to really broaden to start the conversation and broaden the knowledge and the understanding of diabetes through this. So we hope that as many as possible can join us live in Sweden.
Yes, exactly. And we can, as you might understand, because of Hannah's type 1 diabetes, this is truly a personal thing.
Yeah.
This event, we are personal about everything we do. But this is very, very special to us since Hannah has her diabetes, and I've been working alongside diabetics, trying to spread the information about low carb in Sweden.
Yeah.
So I've seen how devastating it could be, just like you said. And I've seen all these people that has started with their low carb diet, and they, after a while, they have like new lives.
Yeah.
They have a better health, and their quality of life is much higher. And they are so happy and grateful. And we both feel that we need to get this information out to people everywhere, so that everyone has the possibility to choose.
Exactly.
We won't force anyone. We won't say anything about whatever you do otherwise. But people should know about it.
Yeah,
And the target group for diabetes, our diabetes event, is both professionals, people working in the diabetes healthcare system, and the public.
Of course.
So I think we will have a great mix of both guests and speakers at this event. And I'm so looking forward to it.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Yeah.
Anyway, we weren't going to speak specifically about diabetes.
No, no.
But a little sidekick, you know.
Yeah, yeah. But you can tell us, where do you live, Hannah, and how do we work?
That is a very... yes, I can. So I live just outside of Zurich in Switzerland, actually, and have been doing so more or less for the past 20 years. To the fact belongs that Bitte does not.
No.
Bitte shares her time between Stockholm and Palma, and we only work actually online. So we only,
yes,
we have a morning meeting where we set everything up for the day. And then sometimes when we are lucky enough, we get to work alongside in person. And we're hoping, yeah, that to make that maybe a bit more reoccurring than it is right now.
Absolutely. Because it's something else. We get even more creative and explosive.
We can say crazy. It's fine.
We can say crazy is fine. And I think actually, because we are doing the 57th episode now, yeah, I think the case is that since we don't sit in the same office every day between 9 and 5, sort of, it's not difficult for us to find stuff to talk about.
No, no, absolutely
to talk,
not.
We can talk. Both of us can talk.
We are talented at talking, yes.
Yes, we are, we are. So we mostly communicate through Facebook Messenger,
yes,
actually.
So yeah, Mark knows everything, all our plans.
Yes, he does. I'm not afraid.
No, me neither. Anyway, let's return. How does one, if one is interested in one of our upcoming events, either Diabetes or our signature event, LCU19, which will take place in November in Mallorca, Spain, how would they go about to book their ticket?
Yeah, but they can start by going to lcu.thelowcarbuniverse.com/book. There they will find the tickets and remove book, and you will come to all the other information about this event. And diabetes.thelowcarbuniverse.com/book. And the same thing there, remove book, and you will come to the start page where you find links to all the other information.
Yeah, and then of course it's very easy after that. You just enter your details, who's coming, first name, last name, email, because we want to send you funny stuff and also important information. And then you pay quickly and effortlessly with a credit card through our website. So there's no third party things, no nothing. You stay on our website and it's all very secure and greatly handled. And then we will celebrate for every ticket that we
sell. We do. We still do, because when we get an email that someone bought a ticket, we just write in our chat, yes, ticket!
Yeah, we started celebrating with a glass of champagne every time, but that quickly got very...
we can't do that.
No, we can't. Especially not with three events in a year. We cannot... No, we can't keep up with the glass of champagne.
No. No, we have to. We have like every 15th we can do it, maybe, or 30th or 20th. Yeah, something like this. We have to think about our health.
Something.
Yeah. Is there something else we could add? I think about what kind of questions do we normally get, and
So basically, the schedule is a question we get a lot when the schedule comes out. And that is completely dependent, actually, on our speakers when they decide to what they want to talk about. So we try to publish the schedule as soon as possible, of course, because we know that's a huge drawing point for people. But we also find that in most cases, it actually matters more who is going to be there and talk.
Yeah.
And then, you know, what they're talking about, it's super important, but maybe a little bit less so, because generally, unless you're completely new to the low carb world, you know sort of what a certain speaker, what their topics are, because most of them are quite profiled.
Yes, and they are all very skilled.
Yes.
So whatever they are talking about, actually, it will be, of course, according to the theme of the event, and it will be very interesting.
Absolutely. And you will learn a lot.
Knowledge. Yes.
And your head will be blown. Mind blown. Yes.
And the thing is that it's so good because the speakers learn from the guests as well. So yeah,
and from each other. It's so cute.
Yes, from each other. Yes. And the thing is that it's why Hannah spoke about it already, the interactive role of the guests. But it's very important. Yeah. It's a huge part of the, of this for both speakers and guests. So don't be afraid to, and you can sit down. Everyone is in the same seat. They come to the our events because they are interested and they want to interact with people. And the thing is, even if you go alone to one of the events.
Which many have done.
Many have done, cool. And they can sit down at any table at lunch or dinner. They can go and sit by any group discussing anything, and they are so welcome. And they feel that, yes, we're in the same boat. I can start discussing here, and it's a safe place. So, yeah, to do that, because, yeah, no one will, and just the fact, no one will be looking with you at you when you take your food. You don't have to explain anything in the restaurant.
You can eat everything, technically, and
yeah,
you don't, zero explanations needed. Or, you know, oh, I would like the hamburger but without the bun and no fries. I would like side salad and extra cheese and bacon, please. Because that will already be handled for you.
Yes, it will. So, yeah. And if you have any further questions, please feel free to contact us.
We love answering questions.
We love that. info@thelowcarbuniverse.com. And you can also sign up for our newsletter. You do that on our webpage.
Yeah, any of our webpages.
Yes, yeah. There's in one of the corners, you see a yellow small thing. And you just click there, and you will get a thing up where you print
where you
your
can register. Name. And where you we register, promise, of course, that we won't spam you. We send a newsletter out every 3 weeks only, and maybe if there is some big news that we wouldn't want you to miss.
Yeah.
But apart from that, we promise not to spam you, and we will be very courteous with your information.
Exactly. Yeah. So.
So that was it about us and low carb and the low carb and our low carb universe.
Yes.
Should we end actually with how we came up with the name?
Yeah, you do. You
do.
Do
you remember?
You tell them. I don't know.
We were sitting outside a beautiful finca in Palma. Well, not Palma, but in Mallorca. It was super hot. It was sometime during summer. And we started thinking, okay, so we're really doing this. This is interesting.
Yes.
What the heck are we doing? Great. And then we started, so we need to have a name. We need to have a name for it.
Yeah.
So we started brainstorming, and we went, you know, all the way from the really maybe not so interesting, but very basic things to, you know, finally after a bit and a half coming up with, how about low carb universe? And we're like,
yeah,
okay, great. And then we quickly Googled and saw that it was taken. We're like, oh shoot, low carb universe is taken. And then one of us said, what about the low carb universe? Yes. And that wasn't taken. So we registered that on the spot. And the rest, they say, is history.
It is.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you for talking to me today, Hannah. And
we'll see you next week.
Yes. Have a nice week.
You too. Bye-bye.